You know, it's fascinating to look back at how Senator Bernie Sanders' decades-long warning about concentrated wealth and power has really evolved. What started as a sharp critique of Wall Street has now turned into a direct challenge against big tech, and this rapid, completely unregulated expansion of artificial intelligence.
And that's exactly why his core thesis remains so relevant. He's always argued that extreme economic inequality fundamentally undermines democracy. When a small elite controls political campaigns, shapes legislation, and dominates public discourse, the whole system starts to tilt away from the people.
It's heartbreaking, really, because that same kind of power has just migrated to Silicon Valley. Now, a handful of tech giants are controlling the digital infrastructure, user data, and cultural influence that billions of us rely on every single day.
And the AI boom has only accelerated that concentration. We're seeing a shift where developing advanced AI requires massive computing resources, vast data sets, and billions in funding. It's creating a new breed of monopoly built on technological capability and data dominance rather than traditional market share.
That's exactly what keeps people up at night. When a few corporations control the tools that shape our work, our communication, and even our creativity, democratic accountability is genuinely at stake. Take algorithmic opacity, for example.
It's a serious issue. AI systems are now making high-stakes decisions in hiring, lending, healthcare, and content moderation. Yet they operate as unaccountable black boxes shielded by proprietary code. That lack of transparency directly threatens civic life and individual rights.
And you can feel the public sentiment shifting. For years, the tech industry was painted as this benevolent innovator, but that reputation has really eroded. Between data breaches, the algorithmic amplification of misinformation, and a relentless focus on profit over privacy, people are waking up.
Exactly. Couple that with AI-driven anxieties about job displacement and synthetic media, and you get widespread frustration that's finally creating real political momentum for meaningful regulation. Sanders is pushing for three critical policy pillars to address this.
I love that he's being so clear about it. He's calling for algorithmic transparency, so we actually know how automated systems make decisions, robust data privacy protections to limit how our information is collected and monetized, and strict antitrust enforcement to stop further market consolidation.
The critical takeaway here is that technology must be recalibrated to serve the public interest, not private profit. Sanders doesn't oppose innovation at all, but he insists it must operate within democratic guardrails that protect privacy, expand opportunity, and prevent undue corporate control.
We both know tech companies and their well-funded lobbying arms will fight this tooth and nail. But the underlying premise is so clear. A healthy democracy simply requires a balanced distribution of power.
It's a stark reality. If the digital tools that shape our daily lives remain controlled by a narrow elite, democratic participation becomes hollow. The era of unquestioned tech dominance is facing its most serious challenge yet.
And how we respond to this moment will truly determine the future of both technological progress and American democracy. It's going to be a pivotal few years, but I'm hopeful we can steer it right.